We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning one third of the way down by the words Vayikach Ma'avnei Amakim. The first words on our line are Shemesh Ksiv, and we're starting off Vayikach Ma'avnei Amakim. Before we go weiter, just in the last Gemara, if you learn, like we spoke out, that the Makar, that you're not supposed to go out by night, is from the story with Yaakov Avinu, that he went to sleep because the sun set. It's a little interesting because he knew about this halacha and he was makbaran's halacha of not going at Yechidi, and still he went to get pachem katanim. So you have to say somehow he was meis and nefesh, even though he knew they weren't supposed to go at Yechidi. Another mahalach you can learn is, like the Maharsha learns, that the raya that you're not supposed to go at Yechidi is from the lashon vayizrach loya hashemesh. And then the Gemara afterwards, the new Gemara about that the Shemesh set for him earlier, therefore arose from earlier. But the diik is Vayizrach Loy HaShemesh, that Shemesh came up for him in order for him to be able to leave early. That's the pshat. The second pshat, the other pshat that we said, is comes from the Rebbeinu Gershom. The Maharsha learns Vayizrach Loy HaShemesh means that's the raya that he went out when it was still when it was light outside, that he shouldn't go out when it's dark. So at the Gemara Vayta, the pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu lay down to sleep. In that makom, it says, "Vayikach ma'avnei ha'makom, vayosam ha'rashoyisav." He took from the avonim of that place and he put upon his head. Uksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayikach asa evan." Afterwards, it says he took the evan, ashesam ha'rashoyisav, and he made it into mizbeach. And the shaila is, it was an avnei ha'makom, or is it vayikach asa evan, or one evan? How could it, what is it? Is it a lot of avonim or one evan? So the Gemara answers, "Amar Yitzchok Malamed Shinitzkaptu Kol Oison Avonim L'makom Echad." You see from here that all the avonim became one Evan. They went to one Makim. They came all under his head. Why? Why they go all under his head? Each one said, "Let the tzaddik put his head on top of me." And Tana v'kul nevlu v'echad. They all became taka one stone. That's why it says Evan Achas. So you see over here, there was a bunch of Avonim, and they all came to one place under the head of Yaakov. He said, "I want the Yaakov Avinu to put his head on me," and in order that they all should be get this chus, became into one Evan. And the shaila is, why were they so fachalished that Yaakov should put his head on them? So the Masil Sharm says, because that when a tzaddik uses something, he brings it up. Anything in this world that he uses, he gives it a new level. He brings it up another level. And therefore, they wanted this chus to be under Yaakov Avinu's head, because this way they get an ilui. That's the reason when a tzaddik eats something, it's like becomes a carbon, it gets an ilui. So the Ravita says in the pasuk there regarding Yaakov Avinu went to sleep, he had a dream. It says in the pasuk there was a ladder, Mutzavartzav, Rosh Begir Shemaima, Vini Malachel, Kim Oil of Yardabai. The Malachim going up and down. Tana, Kamro, Chavish, Asulun, how wide was the Sulun? The Sulun, how wide was this ladder? You could figure it out by learning the pasuk about the Malachim, because we'll see how wide each malach was. So how wide was the sulam? 8,000 parsoyis. A parsa is 4 mil. Is 4 mil, and a mil is 2,000 amos. It turns out a parsa is 8,000 amos. Therefore, if you do 8,000 times 8,000, it's 64 million amos, which is a credible, very, very wide, which would be like, you know, over 38,000 kilometers wide. Kaponim, how do we know it was 8,000 parsoyos wide? The Chassam says in the pasuk, "Minim malachilekim oilim v'yardim ba oilim shnayim." Two were going up, v'yardim shnayim, and two came down, and they had to pass each other on the ladder. They had to pass each other on the ladder. It means the ladder had to be wide enough to hold all four of them at once. V'chipogim ha'adad avli arba, when they're next to each other, there's four malachim on this. On the sulam, v'ksiv beiv malach, it says by the malach elikim that gviyosoi, that the size is a kesarshish. His size of his goof is like the river called the sarshish, the tarshish. We can be the tarshish trei alfei parsiava, that this river of tarsha was 2,000 parsi. So, and it's four malachim. So 4 times 2,000 is 8,000. It had to be 8,000 parsi wide, because each malach was 2,000 wide and it had to fit four malachim side by side. Therefore, we see that this sulam that was seen in the dream of Yaakov Avinu, its width was 8,000 parsis. So, the Gemara Tana, it says in the Brisa about this malachim, oilu mistakim adukun shemayla. They were up in by the Kisei Kavod, and they saw on the Kisei Kavod there was a picture, a tzura of Yaakov Avinu. That was his face. There was on the face of the Kisei Kavod, between the Chayis and Merkava, was the face of Adam, and that was Yaakov Avinu. It says in Cheskel, it says that Merkava was beheld by four Chayis HaKadosh, and each one had four parts of Adam, parts of Aryeh, parts of Shor, and parts of Nesher. And this part of Adam was the most yuknoi, looked like Yaakov Avinu. So they saw this up in Shemayim, they came down, they see the same face. They see the same face, Lamata. They wanted a shepherd with Yaakov Avinu because they were jealous. Miyad, v'hine Hashem, nitzva lov. Miyad Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem was standing over him to protect him from the Alachim. If not, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing over Yaakov Avinu to protect him. Yef Shalom Raj, who would have been able to say such a thing? It's like a person standing over his son with a fan and to protect him from the heat. That's what it was like. His mom was standing over Yaakov Avinu to protect him. It says, "Vayit in the pasuk." It says, "Vayim Hashem al Yaakov ani Hashem al Kehav Ram Avicha like Yitzchak Ha'aretz Hashata Shoychev Aleha." The aretz that you're sleeping on, lechot and azar racham, I give it to you and your children. My rabbi, what's the chiddush? I'm giving you four amos in Eretz Yisrael. That's not so much. What's the chiddush? The land you're sleeping on, giving that part of the land to your children, that's nothing. Or Rav Yitzchak Malamed Shekif leKadosh Baruch Hu Chayit Shol Venicha Tachas Yaakov Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Gantz Eretz Yisrael and folded it up on the Yaakov Avinu, and there was a remez for what should take kula shehei noichel leKavish Vanav. Easy for his children to capture, just like it's easy to capture for Amos. That's how easy to capture Eretz Yisrael. He folded Kadosh Baruch Hu folded the Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu. So to Gemara Vayta, it says in the pasuk after Yaakov Avinu fought with the Sarai Shal Esav, and he wasn't winning. The Sarai was not winning. But Yehima, the Malach says to Yaakov, "Shalcheni kol hashachar, send me, because the sun is coming up." Amaloi, what are you scared of? What are you scared of the sun? Ganav ata, are you a ganav? Kavuyustus, are you someone who is a kidnapper? Ata, shemis yarim nashachar, you worried about daylight where someone's going to catch you? What are you worried about? Amaloi, you know, Malach, and I'm a Malach. From the day I was created, like years, my learning shira, adachshav, I didn't get a chance to say shira. I only have one chance in my life to say shira, and today's my day to say shira. Let me go. I want to be able to say shira. And the Gemara says, this Gemara is a right of Rechanan Omar Rav. There's three groups of Malach HaShar say Shira the Kadosh Baruch Hu every day. Achas Ameris Kadosh, one says Kadosh, but Achas Ameris Kadosh, next group says Kadosh, and the third one says, Achas Ameris Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. That three kiddush of Alachim every day says Shira B'chayim. Now, what's Mesayei Leil Rechanan Amar Rav? What do you see? Where's the Raya? What do you see? We have a story over here where the Malach says, "Send Niko, I want to say Shira." It's a Raya to Rechanan. How's the Raya to Rechanan? Zok Taisvis, the Varam Taisvis, Pirish, Masha Omar Sham Alachim Imram Shira. We'll bring a Raya that this Gemara says that he didn't, that Yaakov Avinu, he asked Yaakov Avinu to let him go to say Shira, is a Raya to Rechanan Amar Rav that says the Malachim say Shira. That's one shot. So the second shot is that it says like this: Inami hodu kamash lo yigiz mani miyom shir reisi loy mashira arachshav hachinami kamar rachanan she ina reshom laharbris b'shira. He's saying just like you find that rachanan says they only said one word of shira, so you see for me they didn't say shira often, and it's a raya to what we just said that they only say shira once in their lifetime, and that's why the Sarai Shalaisu wanted to go to say his once in a lifetime chance to say shira. When I ask the Rechananel, that the Rechananel says that one group says Kaddish, the next group says Kaddish, and the third group says Kaddish Shem Tzvokas, we're going to ask a Kasha on this, on the Rechananel from the following Braisa. Meisei Chaviv Mishal Pnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Yisrael, Kala Yisrael is Chaviv, is precious in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, more than Malachi Yisrael. She is Shol Emrim Shira V'chol Shah, they can say Shira anytime they want. O Malachi Yisrael Reis, in Emrim Shira L'Bah Malachas B'yayim, and Malachi Yisrael only say Shira once a day, and Ba'amri Lo, some say Ela Pamachas Shabbos, once a week, Ba'amri Lo, some say Pamachas Reis, once a month, Ba'amri Lo Pamachas B'shana, once a year, Ba'amri Lo Pamachas Shavua, once in 7 years, Ba'amri Lo Pamachas B'yayim. And some say once in 50 years, and some say once in the lifetime, like we had the Gemara before like that. V'Yisrael, and Yisrael can say any time, another mile that Israel has, V'Yisrael, maskir mis Hashem after two tevas. When they say Shira, the mask of Hashem after two tevas, Shema, after two words, Shema, Shema Yisrael, then they say Hashem. Malachi Ashores, in maskir mis Hashem, Malach Ashores tevas. Only say the name of Hashem after three tevas. Chesiv, Kadosh, 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 after three tevas, Hashem Tzavakos, then they say Hashem's name. The Ein Malachi HaShores, another thing, a third thing a Milo over that Klai Yisrael has over the Malachi HaShores, the Ein Malachi HaShores Oim Shira LaMilo, Malachi HaShores don't have a chance, they don't have a right to say Shira LaMilo, Shirem Yisrael LaMata, until Klai Yisrael says Shira LaMata. Shirem says in the Pasuk, Beran Yachan Koich VeBoiker. Beran means when Klai Yisrael sings Shira, Beran goes on Shira, and Koich VeBoiker referring to Klai Yisrael who is compared to stars. So Baran Yach Koich VeBoiker VeHoda, and afterwards VeRiya Kol Bnei Elokim. Then the Malachim can say Shira. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that it says over here that Malachi Shars don't say Shira to have three tevos after Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakas. But the fear Rav Chananel, he said that the third kat says Kadosh Hashem Tzvakas. Actually says Hashem's name after one word, even bigger than Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara, no, this is what Rav Chananel means to say, like this. Ella, Achas Ameres Kadosh. First group says Kadosh. The Achas Ameres Kadosh, Kadosh. The second group says Kadosh, Kadosh. The Achas Ameres Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakas. And the third group says three times Kadosh, then Hashem Tzvakas. So it's Taka after three letters. Break the Mark Kasha of Ika Baruch. Baruch Kabar Hashem Mekayimah, it's after two letters. It says Hashem's name. Nachashar say that. Tomorrow has two truths to that. One Teretz is on Tzadik Beis Amarala. One Teretz is the Baruch Hashem Mekayim, that's the Ifanim say. And the Ifanim are a different type of Malach, and they are higher Taka, and they Taka say after two Tevas, just like Klal Yisrael. And that they compare to Klal Yisrael. But Yisim, another Tara says, given the Siyav Rishusha, once they have Rishush to say after three, then the Siyav, they have Rishush to say afterwards after two. But they're starting off, they have to wait till after three to say the shame Hashem.